following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you on Big Game Night. Yes, it's basketball as Napa High goes against Vintage High. Tonight's game is at the Crusher Gymnasium in Napa, California, and it's the Vine Valley Athletic League matchup between these two local high school teams, Napa High visiting Vintage. And tonight, our Napa Valley sports boosters are happy to welcome you in and to have alongside us Dino Stat Guy Alessio, and we're going to be giving you some bonus coverage tonight because Napa High arrived at the Messner Gym, it's where they play, but they arrived here at the Chrysler Gymnasium and were late getting here. They thought the starting time for the freshman game was at a certain time, but it was to be earlier. So we're running a little behind, so you get some bonus coverage. We're going to be broadcasting the second half of the JV game. Here's Dino Alessio.
Thanks, Ira. I'm very happy to be here. And we get to do a little extra coverage tonight, a game and a half for our listeners. It's at halftime of the JV game. The Vintage Crushers lead 29-9. And we'll be starting the third quarter momentarily. The Crushers have taken the court. And now the Lady Grizzlies are moving out. And we're set for third quarter action. And here, Mike's side is Ira C. Smith.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do now as we have these paces for us. But Napa gets the ball in the alternate position. We are underway in the second half of the JV game. Napa brings it down, baseline left side. Tried to work it in the middle, and it's intercepted. Coming away with the basketball is Ella Pridmore. Coming down over the left side, gets a pass over to Kayla Cleveland, working underneath, going up for the shot, and scoring is Ella Pridmore. That makes it 31-9. Napa trying to beat the press to get down court quickly. This is JV action coming your way prior to the start of the varsity game, and Napa throws the ball away. A turnover created by a very tenacious defense applied full court by the Crushers. Both teams using full court defense. Driving down over the left side, there is a jump shot up, no good by Gibbs. Rebound comes away out to McDaniel. McDaniel pivoting around and was trying to find an opening there, and was called for a travel. She had some pretty good pressure by Olivia Vavrika there. So Napa has the ball now in the backcourt. This is JV action coming to you from the Chrysler Gymnasium. Comes down to the right side to Ali Moose, and is stolen away from her. A fast break going the other way. McDaniel drives in, goes up, and she missed. Rebound is over toward the left corner, and it's retrieved there by Vintage. A shot there, a long two is good by Ella Pridmore. Wow, the coach for the JVs, by the way, is Randy Pridmore. Napa gets a fast break, gets down. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound is deflected. Napa comes away with the ball. Get it over to Ali. A hook shot, if you can believe that, by Samantha Shelton.
I haven't seen a hook shot like that in a long, long time. That was great.
And Shelton steals the ball. Gets a pass over now to Gaia Flores into the forecourt to Vavrika. And the ball is stolen away by McDaniel. McDaniel driving in, trying to get around over there, and goes up with a shot and scores. That was a pass over to Pridmore. Pridmore got the basket. That's her third basket just since we started broadcasting.
Yeah, she's having a terrific second half.
And we're just underway here in this third quarter. Napa having trouble with that Crusher press. And we're going to find that in the varsity as Napa is going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on the ball handling of the Crushers.
Yeah, they did that in the last Napa game that we broadcast. They showed tremendous pressing defense, just outstanding. Forced a lot of turnovers that night.
Here on the JV game, inside of 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 35-11 is the score. Vintage with the lead, Napa with the ball, driving to the left side. There is a long three-pointer up off, no good by Vavrika, and battling for a rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. Getting in there nicely was Katie Gibbs to tie up the Napa defender, and Vintage gets the ball on the alternate possession. Napa is using a 1-2-2 full court press. It's basically about a three-quarter press. They let them inbound the ball. Now they'll pressure it a little bit. Here's Cleveland in the forecourt now on the dribble. Passes quarter court over to the right hand side to McDaniel. She's going to fire a three. It rims. No good. Rebound comes out to Vavrika. One-on-one against McDaniel. Drives in. McDaniel blocked it, but may have made body contact, and it's going to be two shots coming for Napa High. So that foul on Gianna McDaniel, and the free throw shooter, that's her second personal foul. Shooting at the foul line is Olivia Vavrika. Her first free throw is no good, off to the right of the basket. Into the lineup for Vintage comes Julia Gersenser. Gersenser underneath the basket now lines up on that line. Next free throw is up. It also is no good by Vavrika. The rebound is taken by the Vintage Crushers. They have the ball in the backcourt. Sophia Lerner, they get it front court now as they work it around. Comes over to Pridmore. Pridmore gets her pass out to Lerner. Lerner fires it about a 16-footer. No good. Rebound is cleared out of there by Riley Erickson for Napa High. They're slowing down the tempo now, and Vintage releases the full court pressure and drops back into his zone. There's a shot over the zone, up, no good by Vavrika. A battle for the rebound. They're going to call it a jump ball. Well, we're in the JV game here, 4:41 to go in the third quarter, and Napa sends Julie Ramirez into the game to replace Vavrika. Joel Garcia is the coach for the Napa JV girls, and it's Ali Musa for the court over on the left-hand side. She usually plays post. Now she passes and then goes to a low post left side. Napa working outside the perimeter now as the pass comes over to Ramirez. She's going to fire a three, just beat the buzzer, no good. Rebound cleared out by Cleveland for the Vintage girls, and they throw the ball away trying to get a fast break out of there. So when I say Cleveland, that is actually her last name. It's not the name of a town in this. Kayla Cleveland.
That's a great name.
All right, we're set now for Napa to bring the ball into the forecourt as we're coming up on the four-minute mark midway through this, the third quarter of play in the JV action. Napa deliberately moving the ball around. Tagashi. Passes underneath the basket, going up, shooting. Ooh, she just missed. That was Julie Ramirez. And, check that. No, yeah, it was Ramirez. And she was fouled. So she'll get two free throws. So Ramirez moves to that 15-foot stripe, bounces the ball, eyes the basket, takes a deep breath, fires a free throw, and makes it. That will be the second shot. McDaniel is back in for the Crushers, replacing Vanessa Macias. Now, we didn't mention, but, you know, our Tony Casillas is our engineer. Now, free throw was also good as she goes 2-for-2, 35-13, and we're just in the JV game. Napa's using a 1-2-2 three-quarter press, and they're trying to use the trap, and a foul is going to be called, and that's going to go against Dalila Tapia Padilla. Called for that personal foul. As the Crushers inbound the ball, they have going for a little half hook. There is Sophia Lerner, missed the shot. The rebound is put back up. No good by Pridmore. And then a travel as Vinny's got the rebound, but took a step there before getting the ball out to the top of the key. Gibbs is back into the lineup, replacing Lerner, as Randy Pridmore makes a change in the and the inbounds pass was a violation as Julie Ramirez stepped in as she was passing the ball in and actually made contact with the floor before she got the pass away, which is the reason for that particular whistle. Driving in, going up, shooting and scoring. What a nice solo play by Katie Gibb. Went down the lane on the left side, went into the left side of the basket, shot with the right hand and made the basket. Napa tries a fast break, and there is an interception by Katie Gibb. Gibbs coming back on offense now, but the ball is taken away now. With the ball is Samantha Shelton. drives into the forecourt, lost possession of the ball, scramble for it, picked up, going for the shot, and it's behind the basket, and a scramble is not successful for Napa as they have the ball squirt out of bounds. So Crushers will get it in the backcourt here in this JV action with 3 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter, and it's 37-13 as Vintage is well ahead of Napa. McDaniel starts to drive the left of the lane, but passes it back out now and gets out of the lane. Got the ball over to Cleveland, and then there's a conversion of the players and the jump ball results. There's going to be a timeout taken now by the Vintage girls as they have a 37-13 lead in this, what you would call the little big game in girls basketball.
And it's a very entertaining game. And the gymnasium is, there's quite a good crowd here, but there are still good seats available. If you're nearby, there's still plenty of time to get here for the varsity game as we still have about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter of the JV game. So, and I think we probably, if tradition serves, we will have a nice packed house when the varsity game gets going.
Looking at the Napa girl JV basketball roster, they have one freshman, 12 sophomores, and one junior on the roster. And for the Vintage girls JV basketball roster, 5 freshmen, 4 sophomores, and 1 junior. And Vintage did win the JV, or the freshman game, I should say, 41-23. And Alex Whipple had 18 points in that game. She plays for Vintage and led all scorers.
That's a terrific total for a freshman girls game. I mean, she scored almost half of the Crusher points.
All right, play resumes. There is a long shot from three-point range. No good by Vintage's Ella Pridmore, and it's rebounded by Napa. Napa has Riley Erickson bringing the ball in the forecourt. Gets it over to their point guard, Nadoka Tagashi. Tagashi passes it out on the high post, and then they try to go low post, and they get the double-teamed there and fouled. I think the foul is going to go against Katie Gibbs. So Gibbs picks up the personal foul. And that will not yet be a shooting situation. 37-13. Vintage leading here in the JV girls action. There is a long two. Good! Wow, that was Nadoka Tagashi. And that was a long two-point basket just inside the three-point arc. Here's Cleveland driving into the forecourt. The ball's tipped away from her, but contact was made. So it's going to be a foul against Napa High. That foul is going to go on Dalila Tapia Padilla. And it'll be out of bounds to the Crushers quarter court left side. They get a bounce pass inbounds to left. And then throwing the ball over everybody's head, and it sails out of bounds as Julia Renser just tried to get the ball out of a double-teaming situation. For Vintage, Nataro is coming in for Renser. So it's Sophia Nataro into the Crusher JV lineup. Inside of 2 minutes to go, and a reaching foul called on Katie Gibbs. So she's picked up the last two fouls. So she's picked up two fouls in the ballgame, the last two being charged to her. Napa comes down. There's a shot from the right angle. No good by Nadia Alamusa. And a long pass that sails out of bounds. Check, that was not Alamusa there. That was rather Samantha Shelton. So Napa gets the ball after the errant pass. And Riley Erickson has the inbound pass, but it's stolen by McDaniel, drives in the lane, then hooks a pass underneath, but they can't get a shot. They pass it out to Cleveland. Cleveland brings it out over to the left side, driving in the lane. McDaniels goes in, lays it up, scores two. McDaniel looking very good on that drive.
That was a great play.
And there's a ball tied up there as Napa had trouble getting the ball inbounds. When they finally did, the defense collapsed around and tied up, and alternate position arrow, favors Napa High. Back into the lineup is Olivia Vavrika. She'll replace Riley Erickson as Joel Garcia makes a change for the Napa girls. Their one freshman on the team is Chloe Dinsdale, and she saw some action in the first half, but she's not in there right now. There's a quick shot that's missed, and the rebound to McDaniel for Vintage. There's a long pass into the right-hand corner of the court. Now back out to McDaniel. She fires a three, and she's fouled. Ooh, did Vavrika ever come into her heart? And that'll be a three-shot opportunity coming for McDaniel. Well, she has been the floor leader for Vinnie so far in this game.
She's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence, and already a couple of times we've seen her drive in against taller girls to score.
Well, she made a three-point basket earlier in the game, and on her first free throw attempt, nothing but net. Swish, as we would say. Coming out of the Crusher lineup now is Katie Gibbs. She's replaced by Gersant. Their next free throw is good. That's two for two for McDaniel. So Gianna McDaniel, a sophomore, one of four sophomores on the JV team. Next free throw, no good. She went two out of three, and the ball is, well, it looked like it was off of Vinny's, but it's given to the Crusaders just to the right of the basket for which they're shooting, and Kayla Cleveland will trigger the inbound. She looks and sends it way back out between circles there to McDaniel. She looks at a three but doesn't fire it over to Cleveland from the right corner. She does fire it from there, no good. Ali Musa with the Napa rebound to Vavrika, and her pass is intercepted by Cleveland for Vinny. Cleveland drives back into the offensive territory, bounces it over to Pridmore. Pridmore over now to McDaniel, fakes the shot, doesn't go left, but comes back to the right with the pass, gets in the lane, and then backing in and double-teaming. Ali Musa gets in there to tie her up, and it'll be alternate possession favoring Vintage this time. Coming into the ball game is Paige Simpkins, a sophomore for Vintage. She will replace coming in for McDaniel. What a good job Gianna had done while she was in there. So Vintage's Cleveland looks to inbound the ball. She just gets it in before the five-second count, and it's intercepted by a freshman for Napa High, that being Dinsdale. Dinsdale just came back into the lineup. She'd played some in the first half. Ali Musa on a high post. Double team. Passes over to the freshman. Fires it up. No good by Dinsdale. Scramble for the rebound. Comes out to Vavrika. She tries a three. No good. Rebound coming out with the ball is Ella Pridmore. Pridmore has the pass intercepted. Getting the ball right back is Tapia Padilla. Brings it over to Vavrika. She fires a long three. No good. As the buzzer sounds, ending the third quarter of play. So we're at the end of three quarters here in the JV game. A little bonus coverage because of the late start for the freshman game. And again, the freshman game was won by Vintage, 41-23. And so with extra coverage, we just wanted to mention that Tony Casillas joined us tonight as our engineer back at the studio.
And Tony always does a fantastic job for us. We're glad to have him tonight.
Hey, look at that guy with the Warriors shirt on, Denny Lewis. So you're very brave wearing a Warriors sweater the way they're playing.
Are you a front runner?
No. Look, what do I have on my cap?
That's an old cap, too.
Anyway, good to see you out for basketball.
It's nice to see you, Ira, and always great to see you at the big game.
Yeah, well, we'll be here tomorrow night, too. Denny Lewis, for 28 years, the boys' varsity basketball coach over at Napa High.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job there, and he's looking very well. He's looking fit.
Well, his daughter has been living with him, and she's been doing the cooking. So that's the difference there. All right, play resumes as we start the fourth quarter here in the JV action. Napa gets the ball in the alternate position. As they have the freshman is still in there now, bringing down the right side. They've got Gia Flores in there too. as it's Flores that starts to drive. The ball is deflected by Cleveland and taken out of there by Pridmore. Pridmore for the Treasures brings the ball quickly in the forecourt. Passes over to Cleveland, looks at a long two. It banged in off of the backboard. So 2 points there for Kayla Cleveland. Then the ball is deflected and stolen by the Crushers as they get a good start here in this fourth quarter of JV action. They work it against a man-to-man defense now. Napa had come out of their zone. They've gone in to a man-to-man lineman. And Cleveland looked at a three. It looked like she was going to shoot, then decides not to. Gets the pass over to the left side to Pridmore. She'll fire a long two. It's no good. And we've got scramble, and Napa comes away with the basketball. And we have Vavrika on a high dribble, bringing it to Ali Musa. Turns around, puts it up, and she scores. That was Nadia Ali Musa getting the basket for the Napa High JVs. And Cleveland handling the ball nicely as Vavrika is really pressuring her in the backcourt. Gets in the forecourt now. Pass over on the right side. And a pass underneath the ball is deflected. The shot was tried by Rez. And it's taken by Napa. Stolen back by Paige Simpkins. Gets it over to Cleveland. Cleveland nearly lost it. She does finally lose it out of bounds. She had a little problem right there early on. Getting a little static in here. Are you getting it on the air there, Nino?
Actually, it sounds pretty good.
I'm getting a little static in my headset. It could just be from my equipment here. But we're giving you some bonus action here in the JV game. Varsity game was supposed to have started 15 minutes ago, but we still have 6 minutes to go in the JV contest. 43-17 is the score. Vintage has the lead. Napa has the basketball. Working a little bit of a weave, and then there's a travel called against Nadoka Kagashi. So it's back into the lineup for Vintage is McDaniel. And she nearly loses the ball. There's a scramble for the ball, and a jump ball is going to result in that. McDaniel's a good ball handler and very good shooter, too. If you have a chance, we'll check on the scores sheet, see how many points McDaniel's has. So when you have the opportunity, Dino, since the score's right beside you, boy, find out how many McDaniel has, number 23. Gets a pass over to the side. There's a shot up and good by Katie Gibbs. Gibbs, who just came back in, gets the about a 14-footer from the left angle. Napa brings the ball forecourt. Cleveland punches away at midcourt. She's got a drive, goes in from the left side, puts a shot up with the right hand. No good. Rebound, McDaniel. She followed it in and scored. What a good situation. That would be another basket for McDaniel. Napa High on the attack. Erickson drives to the baseline. Got up there, but she turns and fires a shot. No good. Ali Musa gets a rebound, brings it back out. They look it around and get the pass over to Erickson. Goes with the baseline jumper. No good. The ball is tapped out of bounds. It will be Napa's ball. 47-17 the score. Inside of 5 minutes to go. And we'll let you know how good McDaniel has been.
Oh, we're still working on it, Ira.
Okay. Just so we have, it comes into Ali Musa. She scores and one. Oh, they worked it nicely into the lane. And Ali Musa, the tallest gal on either team, made the basket and was fouled on the play. Vavrika's back in, and Erickson goes to the bench for the Napa girls.
She has 17 points for McDaniel.
Wow. That's good shooting. That's two less than the entire Napa team has. But free throw is good by Ali Musa. So that makes it 20 for Napa, 47 for Vintage in this girls' JV action, a preliminary to the big game coming up immediately following this on KVON. With the ball now, the Crushers bring it to forecourt. They get the ball in the middle to Gibbs. She drops the ball, and it is picked up by Napa out to Vavrika. Vavrika at midcourt fires one down and it's punched away by Simpkins. A scramble for the loose ball that rolls out of bounds, and it's awarded to Vintage. 4.5 minutes to go here in this bonus coverage. Girls JV action in the little big game as the Chrysers get into the forecourt as Pridmore drives in. He's got a little opening, but the shot up, missed the shot. Rebound comes off to one of the smallest gals out there, the Lila Tapia Padilla, over to Vavrika. Working the right side, there is a shot banked in nicely by Napa High. That was Julie Ramirez banking the long one in. It was just a two-pointer inside of the arc, but not by much. Pridmore brings the ball between circles now. Takes it quarter court right side, free throw line extended area. Spinning it around now. Ball is punched away, but retrieved by Vinnie as Macias gets the ball. Over to Pridmore, fires it up, no good. Rebound is good, and a jug, and a chance for a three-point play. Katie Gibbs at the right place, the right time there, to get the offensive rebound, and then made the basket and was shoved in doing so, so she'll go to the free throw line.
The Crushers are playing really well. Their positioning is great. Their passing and ball handling, shooting the mid-range shot, they're looking very good.
Free throw is also good by Katie Gibbs. She has come on strong here in the second half. 3.5 minutes to go here in the little big game, the JV game. 50-22 now. Vintage in the lead. Napa with the basketball. Coming out the top of the key to Ramirez. Ramirez passed over the right side to Shelton. Shelton has cut off her drive, double team, and tied up. Good job of backing in to double team the player with the ball on that juncture. It'll be Napa's ball in the alternate position. Ramirez looks to trigger in, being guarded very tightly over there by Simpkins. Gets the ball in under the basket. Turnaround shot is up and good by Samantha Shelton. That was a little pivot shot that was almost looking like a hook shot, but was able to get it in. Try to set a pick in the backcourt, and that allowed the Crushers, Ella Pridmore, to get across the center line and then was fouled, not yet into the bonus, as it will be on the next common foul. Napa is in the bonus in case Vintage commits a common foul. There's a timeout here, so we can go over to Dino for some comments as we'll stay right with it here to the end of this, and we'll break and have a few messages from our sports boosters. And then we'll be set with the girls' big game.
Well, this has been a marvelous game for the JV Lady Crushers as they lead 50-24. They were ahead 29-9 at halftime and have continued to pull away with a 21-15 margin in this second half. The freshman for Vintage won 41-23, but as big game observers could tell you over the years, the freshman and JV games don't necessarily equate to the same level of dominance in the varsity as Vintage inbounds the ball.
And it comes to Pridmore. Pridmore goes to the left of the key, used up the dribble there, sends it back out as they work over towards the right side. They're getting close to the corner, and the pass in is intercepted. Fast break coming down, going under the basket, putting a shot up and missing was Delila Tapia Padilla, and it's rebounded by Vintage as Katie Gibbs brings it into the forecourt. Stopped her dribble as she gets behind the arc, goes on the right side now, gets it there to Simpkins, and traveling is going to be called against the Crushers over there. And so it will be out of bounds to the Napa Grizzlies. Get the ball inbounds now. Coming to the top of the key with the ball. Down underneath, the shot is missed, but a foul is going to be called as Nadia Alamusa went for the turnaround shot. If they can get the ball into her on a low post, she's got a good chance of picking up a good shot on the play. She was fouled in that attempt and will shoot two free throws. Bounce the ball double time, that's there with both hands. And free throws, no good. Hit the flange and carry him back toward her. Back into the lineup is the freshman, Chloe Dinsdale. So Dinsdale is in, and Riley Erickson is out of the lineup for the Napa High JV girls. And the second free throw by Ali Musa is on the way, and that's perfect. 2.5 minutes to go. We're in the fourth quarter, 50-25, as Vinnie just doubled the score on Napa. Underneath, up and good on a fast break to Katie Gibb, and Gibbs from the left side laid it up with the right hand and banked it in. That makes it 52-25. Now Napa brings the ball down. We're just nearing the two-minute mark here in the fourth quarter of this JV action. And at midcourt there, Dinsdale is tied up, and the alternate possession arrow is favoring Vintage now. So the Crashers will have McDaniel in there to inbound the ball. She's got Pridmore with her in the backcourt, and Cleveland back in the lineup. She'll help as well in bringing the ball down. To get the ball to Pridmore. She handles the ball really well. Can dribble with either the left or the right hand. And Cleveland is fouled. So that was only the sixth team foul. Both teams will be in the one-on-one bonus now on any common foul. But the Crashers will inbound the ball after that foul, which was the sixth. Inbound pass comes to Cleveland. Cleveland cut off as she started to drive and had to back off of it as Tapia Padilla. But McDaniel drives in, makes it, and one. Well, she's got 20 points now and a chance to make it 21. That was a heck of a shot. Baseline right, banked it in. That was about 18 feet out on the right-hand side.
She definitely has no problem driving in among the taller girls to put those shots in.
Her free throw is perfect. Boy, she is some kind of a ball player as a sophomore. Four sophomores, five freshmen, and a junior on the Vintage team. The junior, Macias, hasn't seen much action here in the game. And there is a foul called against the Crashers. The 1-1 is in effect now, so it'll be one plus the bonus. So moving to the foul line is Juliet Machetti. She has to make the first to get the bonus. But if she does make that first one, Machetti will get the bonus. Puts the ball up and missed it. Rebound underneath, back up, and no, but she was fouled on the play as they have Leela Tapia Padilla under the basket, and she's one of the shortest players there. But she got the offensive rebound, and then going back up for the shot, was fouled. It's a two-shot foul for her, fouled in the act of shooting, the first of which is way off to the right. Back into the lineup for the Vintage Crashers comes Sophia Nataro. Vintage with the one junior we said. Napa has one junior, Takashi, Tadoka Takashi, and Vanessa Macias are the, they're coming down. McDaniel stops at right at the top of the key, fired along too. She was just off to the left of the key, just inside the three-point arc, but the ball caromed out of bounds. Back into the lineup is Riley Erickson. She will replace Samantha Shelton in the lineup for Napa High. Minute 20 to go here in this bonus coverage of girls JV action on KVO. There is almost a steal by McDaniel. She poked the ball away, but it is retrieved, however, by Machetti. Her pass is deflected, loose ball, and is grabbed by Katie Gibbs. Gibbs starts down the court and with a left-handed dribble, too, and bounces to Cleveland at the top of the key. Drives to the left, gets the pick, drives baseline out. Under the basket, up with a shot, just missed. Rebound is taken out by Napa High with the final minute underway here in this JV little big game. The pass is nearly intercepted. Napa getting the ball banged around there. They get it underneath, up and missing it. Ali Musa rebounded by McDaniel this time. McDaniel handles the ball so well as she switches the ball from one hand to the other with no difficulty. Over to Cleveland on the angle. Fires a long two. It rims no good. Rebound is tipped around. And coming out with it is Vinny Macias. There's a long three by McDaniel. It rims no good. But she must have been feeling that
Yeah, that was close. She almost got it.
Napa coming into the forecourt now with 5 seconds to go. The ball is punched away, but retrieved by Napa. There is a three-point attempt, no good. And that will end the JV game. Napa tried, but Village just had a real good balance and was able to win 55-26, the final in the JV game. So we'll be back with varsity action when we continue here from the home of the Crashers. So stay right there along with Dino Alessio. This is Iris D. Smith. Tony Casillas is our engineer back at the studio. And we will end our broadcast of the extra coverage and begin our varsity broadcast with just a few moments after these messages. Okay, well, welcome in to basketball action. It's big game night on the distaff side, as a big game for the girls tonight at the home of the Crushers here in Napa, California. Napa coming in with a 9-8 record. They won two in a row. They are 3-1 in the league and sitting in second place. While the Vintage Crushers, the defending champions in the league, having lost only one game last year with 11 victories in league play, but they come in with just a 1-win and 3-loss record in the league this season. Overall, they are 6-11. They lost 8 players by virtue of graduation last year, so they're kind of starting anew, and they have 2 freshmen on the varsity, 5 sophomores, 3 juniors, and 3 seniors. So it's a young team. And our broadcast sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. And our engineer at the studio is the guy from St. Helena, Tony Casillas.
The pride of St. Helena. And he's doing a fantastic job for us again tonight, as he always does. Thank you, Tony.
Okay, well, the 2 previous games were won by Vintage, winning the freshman game 41-23. And Dino, before the lady gets away with the scorebook, let's see who the leading scorers were in that JV game for Vintage. You can check with her to find that out. And the JV game was won by Vintage 55-26. Was the final in that contest. Joe Donahoe is the coach for the Vintage Crusher girls, and Taylor Willis is in her first year as coach for Napa High, having played for Napa High and Darcy Ward, although at the time it was Darcy Lewis, whose father, as we chatted with, as he just strolled by in his Golden State Warriors sweater tonight in attendance here. He gets out not only 2 big games, but other games as well.
The scorers are currently working on getting their scorebooks ready for the varsity game, so I have to wait for an opportune moment to ask who the leading scorers were in the JV game.
All right. In the meantime, we can hear from our coaches. First of all, the visitors, Taylor Willits, representing Napa High as their varsity coach. She's assisted by Adam Martinez, who, by the way, happens to be her husband. Napa High has 7 seniors on this year's varsity. They have 5 juniors and 1 sophomore. And they come in with that 9-8 record, 3-1 in league play. So let's get some comments from Taylor.
Well, Taylor, how has the season progressed, being your initial season as the head coach?
It's been progressing really well. I think we're starting league really well. We've had 1 rough game, but the rest have been playing really well together.
Can you explain your full court or three-quarter court zone defense that you applied to Justin Sienna, which was extremely effective, particularly in the second quarter?
Yeah, it's just a half-court zone offense. I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't want to tell our opponents what we're doing exactly, but it's mostly just get people to contain a little bit and slow the game down.
Have you pretty well decided upon a regular starting lineup, or are you still changing a bit?
I change it depending on matchups and what I'm seeing during practices and who I think is going to be the best against our opponents. And I have plenty of players who can start anytime.
Your husband is your assistant coach. What is his responsibility during an actual game?
He has a lot of responsibilities. He does a lot of the subbing for me. He talks to the girls when they come off.
Well, Taylor, how has the season progressed, being your initial season as the head coach?
It's been progressing really well. I think we're starting the league really well. We've had one rough game, but the rest of we've been playing really well together.
Can you explain your full-quarter, three-quarter court zone defense that you applied to Justin Siena, which was extremely effective, particularly in the second quarter?
Yeah, it's just a half-court zone offense. I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't want to tell our opponents what we're doing exactly, but it's mostly just to get people to contain a little bit and slow the game down.
Have you pretty well decided upon a regular starting lineup, or are you still changing a bit?
I change it depending on matchups and what I'm seeing during practices and who I think is going to be the best against our opponents. And I have plenty of players who can start anytime.
Your husband is your assistant coach. What is his responsibility during an actual game?
He has a lot of responsibilities. He does a lot of the subbing for me. He talks to the girls when they come off and before they go in. So he also does a lot of my if we're doing a play, like last minute, I'm always like, draw something up, and he has to draw it up.
Are you having any problem with the flu or injuries?
We do have Sophia Massa, who's out for the year with an ACL. She got that a month and a half ago, unfortunately. Rosie has come down with strep throat. But other than that, everyone has like the cold. But, you know, right now we're pretty strong.
And I noticed on your JV team that Joel Garcia has a boot on his leg.
Yeah, we were actually playing open gym together in the first play. He partially tore his Achilles. So he finally got the cast off like a week ago. So he's happy to be in a boot where he can actually walk.
Main thing, he doesn't have to have surgery.
Yeah, he's really happy about that. He wants to know when he can get back on the basketball court.
Good luck on the court.
Thank you so much.
And those were the comments. Taylor Willis. Always nice to hear her, if not once, a couple times, Sarah. Sorry about that. Well, we're getting set for varsity action as we get ready for the comments from Joe Donahoe, the head coach for the Vintage Crusher girls. And we'll be back with his comments after timeout for these messages from our sports boosters. Well, we're back here at the home of the Crushers getting set for the big game girls varsity action. And let's find out a little bit more about the Vintage Crusher girls team from their head coach, Joe Donahoe.
Well, Joe, first of all, last time we talked, we were extending our sympathy to you. You had lost your sister, and before that just lost his uncle. So how are things holding up for you?
You know, it's been a tough week, Ira, but, you know, we got a big family and a lot of support from my basketball community as well. So we're doing okay. Thank you.
Well, you lost so many players from last year, 8 players from an 11-1 conference record. So what have you concentrated on this year with basically a new team?
Well, we're not just new. We're really young. And so with that comes a lot of growing pains. When we take care of the ball, we're pretty competitive. But, you know, it's an up and down ride. So my patience is being tested this year pretty much daily. But we're working hard. We're doing fine. Obviously, we're not getting the wins that we would hope to, but yeah, we're getting better, and the future's bright for sure. So we're going to keep working hard and try and turn this around in the league.
When you look at a young squad like you have, you wonder about the ball handling. How has that been?
Well, we have cut down our turnovers considerably the last 3 games, but you know, it's just going to be part of it. The game's so much faster. The 2 freshmen are both on the floor with the ball in their hands, and on good nights it looks wonderful, and on bad nights, you just hope they're learning from it, which they are.
Well, that one freshman, Key, the last game we broadcast, she was outstanding.
Yeah, she's got a really high basketball IQ, and she's super athletic, and she's just an all-around good player. She's doing great. She's going to be a 4-year starter for sure, no doubt.
Do you have the same people working with you this year as last, or what are the assistants this year?
Well, we have Joy Dahl, who assisted on JV last year, moved up to varsity. And Kelsey Rodriguez hasn't been able to be around much. She's pregnant with her second baby coming, and so we check in every once in a while, but she just doesn't have the time with work and all that. So, yeah, it's me and Joy doing it this year.
And working with you on the JV and freshman level?
Randy Pridmore is doing the JV head coaching job, and Bailey Loban, who graduated 2 years ago, helps him when she can, and she's the freshman head coach. And Dave Ilsley has been helping where he needs to, mostly with the freshmen.
And those the comments from Joe Donahoe as coach of the Vintage Crushers, with 3 seniors on the varsity, 3 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 2 freshmen. By the way, the JV team who won that contest now are 17 wins and 1 loss 5-0 in the league. So they have an outstanding JV team, 17-1. You can imagine that. In fact, I might even be able to look up and find out what the score was in that one game that we lost. So when we have a break, we'll check on that scenario. But coming into tonight, Casa Grande, team that defeated Napa High, giving Napa its only loss in the league, is at 4-0. Napa is 3-1. Petaluma 2-1 in the league. And then Sonoma Valley and Justin Siena are tied at 1-2. Vintage is in sixth place at 1-3. And American Canyon is 0-3. Well, we're going to see about standing up here and taking off our caps. Going to have the national anthem. So we'll be right back with the starting lineups after this from our sports boosters. Well, here at the home of the Crushers, we're just about ready for the varsity action on the big game night. First of all, for the visitors from Napa High, Charlotte Gerard, Maisie Armstrong Brown, Devin Wickersham, Anna Newman, and Anna Gisletta will be their starters. And for Vintage, their starting five, Kate Kerr, a sophomore, Ariel Miller, a sophomore, Lizzie Key, a freshman, Eden Wood, a sophomore, and Rachel Galvin, a freshman. I mentioned their years because, as you can see, they are underclass, all of them a sophomore or a freshman. Napa High, Gerard is a senior. Armstrong Brown is a junior. Devin Wickersham, a senior. Anna Newman is a senior. And Gisletta is a senior. So much more experience on the part of Napa. But the future looks bright as far as Vintage with the underclassmen that they have in that starting lineup. Coming into tonight, the previous game, Napa was a winner over American Canyon, 50-39, and the Vintage girls lost at Sonoma Valley, 34-22. Just couldn't find the offense in that game. Let's see if they can find it in this game, or what's going to happen as the officials are set. The girls are ready. Settle back. Buckle up. Get ready as the officials are working their third game. They're going to be tired after this, that's for sure, as the tip is controlled by Napa High as the Napa team looks at what appears to be a man-to-man defense. Will follow it around. It is a man-to-man used by Vintage. The ball is deflected from Napa and taken by the Crushers. Quickly into the forecourt comes Key, goes for a shot, but was fouled before the shot, the official says. She was driving down the left of the Key area, and her name is Key, and the foul is going to be called on Napa High's Wickersham. That's her first, team's first. Vintage with the ball, almost deflected. Crushers control over to Key. Fires a three, no good with that left hand, but she gets the rebound, drives baseline, hooks a pass back out to the top of the key, and banking it in for Vintage. I think that was Miller, and that was a two-pointer, but a long two-pointer. So Napa gets the ball into the forecourt. A little bit of pressure there from the Crushers on the defense. Goes low post left side, spinning, going around, putting a shot up. No good was Gerard, and then they jump ball as they went for the rebound, and it's tied up. Alternate position arrow favors Vintage. Vintage leads 2-0. We are just underway in the big game for the girls. Vintage getting some pressure from Napa, and Key at midcourt is knocked down, and Napa gets the ball, and driving in and scoring for Napa is Gisletta. Took advantage of Key falling down. Pass goes underneath the basket. They tried a quick pass, a long pass, as it were down to Eden Wood, the sophomore, couldn't control it. Key, the freshman, inbounds the ball, comes over the left side. There is a 16-footer, good, by Vintage's Galvin. She starts out the game strong, it seems like, each time, and that makes it 4-2, Vintage in the lead. Napa with the ball going down to the left of the key, used up the dribble there, was Gerard. Passes underneath, and it's just love it. Cutting the lane, blindsiding the defender, and getting the basket as Anna Gisletta has scored both field goals now for driving into the lane and traveling as it was Galvin trying to get to open in the lane. So we're just underway here in the big game for the girls, and Vintage is using a three-quarter man-to-man press, and Napa has no trouble getting the ball into the forecourt. Comes over to the left side to Girard. Takes it now. They had just let it trying to blindside, but the ball is deflected away. And there's a scramble for the ball. Napa controls it, however, as it's Girard coming out with the ball. Takes it over the left side to Armstrong Brown. Tries the three. It's no good. And a long rebound. And letting it go out of bounds was Eaton Wood. She was blocking out the Napa player who was trying to retrieve that long rebound. We're tied at four. Denny's with the ball at midcourt. Napa will double-team the player with the ball. Down the left side, there's a left-handed shot. Up, no good. Rebound is up, no good. Kerr tried the first one. That was Kate Kerr who missed. Napa gets the steal. Gisletta in the backcourt. And stolen away from her by Key. Key came up from behind her. Gisletta didn't realize that Key was behind her, and Key steals the ball from Gisletta. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Nap on the defense, and travel's called against Vintage. Into the lineup for Napa High comes Sophia Tinnan, and also coming in, let's see, Wickersham was a starter, but we have Tinnan in there. Driving under the basket is Tinnan. Over to Wickersham, in the lane, doesn't shoot, gives to Gisletta, drives in the lane, forces it up, no good. Rebound is Kate Kerr, comes out with it. Over to Key, down on the right side it comes to Miller, shot up, no good by Miller. Gisletta for Napa rebounds and was fouled in the backcourt. Well, it's interesting to see a contrast. Napa is using a three-quarter trap type zone, and Vintage is using a three-quarter man-to-man type pressure defense, double-teaming the ball when they have a chance. Inbounds pass comes to Wickersham. Over now to Armstrong Brown, who brings it across the line near the logo in the center. Bounces to Wickersham. Gives underneath to Solomon. Solomon, yep, no good rebound taken by Armstrong Brown. Brings it out between circles now on the high dribble. We're tied at four. Gets it underneath, and the Tinnan puts a shot up, but it will not count. The ball went through the hoop, but it's going to be a travel against Tinnan, the 5'9 sophomore. And Joe Donahoe wants to take a timeout.
Boy, the pace has been terrific for the first half of this first quarter. The score is 4-4. Turnovers, three against the Napa Grizzlies, four against the Vintage Crushers. Vintage leads in team rebounding by a count of 5-2, and the score is dead even at 4-4.
Well, we'll find out if they're going to have any adjustments as far as the defensive alignments. Might mention what Joe Donahoe had talked about Randy Pridmore working with the JVs and that 7-1 record. The freshmen were about even. They were probably about winning as many as they've been losing, about half and half in that regard. The Napa JVs, I think they go to 2-10 with that loss. I don't have a couple other scores. Key drives in, goes up, missed the shot, and battling for the rebound was Kate Kerr. Oh, she got right in there and was fouled. The foul goes against Napa High, against Wickersham. Vintage inbounds the ball, comes out to Miller, gets it over to the right side now on the angle. The ball is deflected by Wickersham, coming down 1-on-2, but she goes all the way. She missed the shot. Rebound is put in by the follow-up by Anna Gisletta, and Gisletta has scored all six of the Napa points. They just do get the ball into the forecourt. They don't work with a 10-second clock in girls basketball. You have as much time as you need to get across the line, but once you are across the center line, then you are not allowed to go into the backcourt, or that's a backcourt violation. The pressure is coming. 6-4 is the score. Napa with the ball and the lead as they bring it down against this young pressure team. Kennan rolls into the lane. The half hook is around and good. What a good play that time by Kennan. That's the first basket for Napa when somebody not named gets let up. There's a foul in the backcourt against Napa, and that's going to go against Armstrong Brown. That's the third team foul against Napa here in this first quarter. Napa on the defense. They are and driving through the defense. It was for Vintage was Galvin. The pass right side. Now over shot up. No good by Kerr. Rebounded by Napa High. Armstrong Brown out on the left wing. Gets her pass over there to Girard. Cross court to Brown. Tries a three. It's no good. Rebound fought for. And Vintage comes out with the ball. Galvin gets a pass ahead to Wood. Over to Key. There's another three. This was way off target. It didn't hit iron even. And there's a scramble for loose ball, and it'll be a jump ball. And, well, jump, they give it alternate position, and the arrow will favor Napa High. 2.5 minutes to go. We're in the first quarter here of the big game, the varsity action. Vintage won both the freshman and JV games. Napa is leading here in the varsity game 8-4. Napa inbounds the ball to Armstrong Brown. Pass back over to Girard, who brings it forecourt. Started to drive in. Check off the play, though, by Solario. And then there is a whistle going down the lane and getting fouled as she attempted a shot for Napa High. The foul goes on Vintage's Victoria Solario. And that will put Charlotte Girard at the free throw line, and she scores the first one. The ball went around and around the cylinder about three times and finally plopped through. So it was an active shooting violation, so she gets two free throws. The next free throw is up. That one is just a swisher. No rim that time. 2-for-2 for her. And it's a 10-4 lead now for Napa High. Vinny's coming down, needing a basket. There's a shot up. No, but the foul, yes. It was off the Perla Batista was the player who was fouled. And the foul-er was Sophia Timmon. The foul-e is at the free throw line shooting two. Their first free throw is no good by Perla Batista. She's a senior. One of only three seniors on the roster for Joe Donahoe's team. Back to the line, eyeing the basket. Free throw, rolls good. Got the shooter's roll on that one, and that makes it 10-5. As Napa has the lead, and they've doubled the score on Vintage here in the first quarter with 2 minutes remaining. And the Gizletta takes it quarter court. Ball is punched away and saved from going out of bounds by Eden Wood. Then there's, I guess it does go out of bounds. It'll be Vintage's ball. That's by Napa. And Lizzie Key is the freshman who's going to inbound the ball. Gets it in to Rachel Galvin. And she was shoved in the backcourt by Charlotte Girard. Well, that's the 15 foul already on Napa, and we're still in the first quarter, inside of 2 minutes to go. Key on the high dribble brings it to fourth court. Napa has changed their defense to a man-to-man lineman. Driving around, going up, shot is no good. Rebound by Eden is no good. Rebound battled for, a scramble for, a loose ball, and it caroms out of bounds. Let's see who touched it last. It was off of Vintage. So... we have a Vintage substitution. Coming back in the lineup, Olivia Kerr. She will replace Lizzie Key. Key was tiring a little bit out there as she'd been hustling throughout that first quarter. Gizletta drives the lane. The ball is deflected away from her and stolen by Galvin. Galvin brings it forward court with a pass over the left side. Savage tries a three. It's off target. No good by Ellie Savage. And on the rebound, there's a foul. It's going to go against Napa. And that foul is going to be on Julie Solomon. And that puts Batista back at the free throw line. That free throw is missed. So she's 1 for 3 tonight at the foul line. Napa sends Hannah Newman back into the lineup, 5'11 senior, was a starter tonight in this game. Batista's next free throw, no good. She's 1 for 4 now. And she is the only one who has attempted free throws for Village. And Gerard's the only one that's attempted them for Napa with 1 minute to go in the first quarter of play. Gisletta has it right-hand corner. Brings it back out now as they work it over to Armstrong Brown. And there is a three-second violation in the lane called against Hannah Newman. Into the lineup is Carly Olmstead. She will replace Anna Gisletta as Coach Taylor Willis makes a change in the lineup. Key is back in for Vintage as well. Gets the pass to Galvin. On the right side to Miller. Starts to drive for the basket. And is blocked. And it's going to be a 1-and-1 situation as that foul goes against Olmstead, who just came into the game. So it'll put Ariel Miller at the foul line. She shoots the 1-and-1. So she must make the first to get the bonus. And her free throw is no good. And it is, but she gets her own rebound. Out to Key for a three. No good off the rim, however. But the rebound comes out to Napa, and a foul is called. So Armstrong Brown was battling in there for that rebound. And we had a foul called against Vinny. Just going to go against Kate Kerr. For Kerr, that's her first foul. That's only the team's third foul here in this first quarter with a half a minute to go. 10-5 score yet. Napa with the ball and the lead. Armstrong Brown walks it in the forecourt. Their pass over to Gerard. Gerard, normally a good ball handler, is guarded by Key, who's a good defender. That's a good matchup. There's an interception by Galvin over to Key. Back to Galvin on the right wing. Galvin comes out. It's got a little daylight. She stops. She pops, and it just missed. Rebound battle for the loose ball, and it's going to be off of, Sedgley, I think. Sedgley was one of those battling for it, but the ball is given to Vinnie's with 10 seconds to go in the quarter to Galvin. Over to Key, there's another three. This one also no good. Rebound taken by Vinnie's. Back to Key, another long one. Banked it in! Just before the buzzer. Lizzie Key, who is only 14 years old, played CYO basketball last year as an eighth grader and hits the three-pointer to end that first quarter.
Hey, CYO is a great training ground.
All right, so we'll be back here with the second quarter, and the score is Napa 10, Vintage Crushers 8, back after this.
You got this?
I've got this.
Oh, Ronnie's got this. When it's his turn to get breakfast, Ronnie always goes to McDonald's. Why? Because he knows how to save and savor. Like now, he's getting both the Egg McMuffin and Sausage McMuffin with egg for just $5.
Good old reliable Ronnie coming through with the goods.
Get a classic and savory breakfast today and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're at the home of the Crushers here at Vintage in Napa, California, as we get set for second quarter basketball.
So Napa in that first quarter was 4 out of 10. Vintage was 3 out of 17.
Wow, 3 out of 17. Well, we'll see what the teams do here in the second quarter. It's a 2-point lead for Napa High, 10-8 as we start the second quarter, and Napa gets the ball in the alternate possession. Comes over to the left side to Girard, out towards the top of the key, and the ball is thrown out of bounds there by Grace Sedgley. She looked for someone to cut through the lane, and they didn't have their signals correct, and the ball sailed out of bounds then. Vinnies gets the ball in the forecourt with Miller. Miller likes to shoot the three over the key. Back to Miller. The ball is deflected by Gisletta. Scramble for it. Gisletta comes out with the ball. She's got numbers. And coming up from behind again and stealing the ball was Key. The ball is batted around. Key goes for it. She retrieves it. Still in the backcourt. Lizzie Key is fun to watch. She is so aggressive. There, the ball is blocked and a foul is called. That's going to send Kate Kerr to the free throw line. That foul is on Newman. That's her first. So two free throws coming for Kate Kerr here. She makes them both. It would tie the score. And she makes the first one. That's Kate's first point in the game tonight. She is a sophomore. Back at the line and tie it up. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, shoots the free throw, and missed the point. And it's rebounded by Napa High. Napa leading it by a single point. Girard gets to the timeline. Although it's not a timeline in girls basketball, to Gisletta, quarter court, right side. Comes back out towards the top of the key to Newman. Now over to Gisletta, to the left of the key. A hook shot is up, no good. Rebound, the Chrysler's come away with it, and they get it to Key. Key leads the attack, coming to the left of the lane. Over to Galvin, she fires up, no good. She'd have made that. Vinnies would have had a lead here in the second quarter, but Napa gets the rebound as they try to add to their one-point advantage here. Gisletta between circles has used up the dribble, and her pass is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Girard. So it will be Vintage's ball. Another chance to take the lead for the Crushers. Vintage makes a change in their lineup, sending Shelby Morris, another sophomore, into the ball game. They have Galvin and Key, two freshmen in the backcourt. They have in the front court Wood, who is a sophomore. As we mentioned, Kate Kerr, who also is a sophomore. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound is battled for. Vinnies gets it. Wood drops the ball. Scramble for the loose ball. Still loose and picked up by Vinnies. Tossed out and intercepted by Napa. And there's a long pass into the forecourt. And it was taken over there by Girard. Back out to Gisletta, top of the key. 6 minutes to go. Second quarter. 10-9. Napa in the lead. Napa with the ball. In a low post. Spinning around. And going up with a shot. No good. Rebound is cleared out by Vintage's Morris. Over to Key. Key drives. May go all the way. She does. Up and good. Key led the way and didn't stop. And that puts Vintage in the lead over Napa High in this girls' big game. Armstrong Brown in the forecourt. Oh, they tried to blindside the defender as Girard cut for the basket, but she couldn't get a shot away. They bring it back out. There's a shot up, tried no good that time by Newman. Rebound comes out. Galvin has it now for Vintage. Gets the ball at midcourt to Kerr. Kerr dumps a little pass over the right side to Morris, and it's stolen away from her by Gisletta for Napa. Gisletta leads the fast break, driving down to the right side, uses up the dribble, finds Timmon, goes up, scores! As Sophia Timmon gets her second field goal in the game, that puts Napa back into the lead by a point. Vintage is slowing down the tempo now. Key walks the ball in the forecourt on the high dribble. Met by Armstrong Brown. Gives her a little pressure. Armstrong Brown punches the ball away. Galvin goes in the backcourt to retrieve it. And it was deflected off of Galvin, out of bounds. So it'll be Napa's ball at midcourt. And there's going to be a timeout taken now with 4:37. It's going to be just a short timeout, so we'll keep it here.